How's the song ideas coming on then?
Well, all right, actually, Martin, because last episode, you'll remember, we started thinking up of lyrics and the theme was sort of your dating mishaps, really. Maybe mine, but mainly yours. And thank you to lots
I've had more of them, I think,
yeah,
perhaps.
you have. Thank you to a lot of the people who got in touch on Twitter with suggestions for lyrics after hearing the episode. PopTunes UK, I think this could possibly be the chorus, Martin, said this: "It's the thrill of the chase that puts a smile on my face. There's no time to waste because I love to date." I think that could be the chorus.
Very good.
It's really good. Thank you, PopTunes UK. Also, thank you, Liam, who was talking about your banana heist incident, saying, "There's no spark, there's no lust, just feels like we've been rushed. Still, I couldn't break the ice even with a banana heist." Again, these guys are a lot better than us, aren't they?
Well, look, we're going to be putting all of those suggestions into the mix as we continue to attempt to create a song that could represent the UK at Eurovision 2022. And it's all here on Nul Poids.
Nul Poids is shameful.
Nul Poids is lack of respect for Eurovision.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nul Poids is no fun.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to Nul Poids. This is a UK-based Eurovision fan podcast. I'm Laura. That guy over there is Martin. We love Eurovision, but we don't know everything about it. But we are trying to learn. Now, in a moment, we're going to be talking to a guy I know quite well on Twitch. His name's Joe Smith in real life. I hope he doesn't mind me saying that. But on Twitch, he's JSX13. He's a really great guitarist. He does loads of guitar sessions on Twitch. He streams on Twitch, but he's also into Eurovision. He loves ABBA, so he's into his metal and his rock.
This is perfect, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it
this
is, isn't
exactly
it?
Exactly the person we need to speak to.
I don't know why I didn't think about this earlier, but yeah, Joe's really into his metal, but he also loves ABBA. So, very excited. He's going to try and hopefully help us with a riff, which we can, you know, come up with and help our Eurovision song, because that's what we're trying to do. We're considering entering a Eurovision song. Let's see how that goes. So we're going to speak to him in just a moment. But first of all, just a bit of news about a possible host for Eurovision 2022. There were some rumours flying around that British singer Mika.
You've given it away. I was gonna sing,
right?
And then I was gonna see if people could guess.
Do you want to? Let's hear it. Let's
I'm
hear
gonna sing
Mika,
anyway.
Yeah.
I could be down. I could be blue. I could be fire. Let's go. I could be up. I could be fire.
You know what? I hate that song. It really just drives me up the wall. And I feel at the time there were two types of people. When that came out, the type of people like, "Oh, I love it, it's a great song, I love it so much." And then there are people like, "I actually detest that song." Can you tell what bracket I was in?
Yeah, I quite liked it.
Yeah, I bet you did. I bet you did. I knew you would have. You're those people. Ugh. But anyway, sorry, Mika. There was this rumour flying around from the Italian, I think it's Italian, but from the Twitter account, Singeretterai, suggesting, I mean, it's all in Italian, so that it must be, that Mika might be hosting Eurovision 2022 because he, you know, possibly could have connections. He's well known and loved by Italian audiences. There was some kind of connections there that he might be doing it. But however, his staff promptly denied the rumours, said no, there's no allegations underway with the Italian broadcaster. Groundless rumours, they declared. So I do love, as we get closer to, you know, the time, all these little rumours, you know, pop up about who's going to be, you know, doing entry, who's going to be hosting. Sadly, it looks like Mika very much isn't. I don't think he's a fan of Eurovision at all. Because I
read this. He hates Eurovision. He absolutely detests it. He's been asked loads of times to sort of be an entrant, and he's got absolutely no way. I'd rather boil my own eyeballs or something.
I don't think that's a direct quote, but yeah.
So he's not happy.
No, he's not.
He doesn't want anything to do with
it.
He's annoyed that someone even suggested the idea.
Yeah. So no Mika at Eurovision 2022. I think we can categorically say that's not happening.
It's good to know. Right. Some James Newman news here now, who maybe is wondering whether he should have bothered entering the Eurovision Song Contest at all. I mean, Mika doesn't want to. Maybe James Newman should have gone with that idea, of course. Very sadly, he came last, didn't really win the Eurovision Song Contest at all with his double Nul Poids.
Yes.
However, he has now won something, yeah. Sort sort of.
Well, as you probably know, if you're big into Eurovision, there's a big old site, and we've had William from the site on several times on here, called Wee Wee Blogs. They do their own version of awards, and James Newman did win an award at this year's Vision Music Awards. But it was the award for least bothered by the results.
Oh, no.
Which I think is, they maybe specially made that for James this year, bless him. Which is true, though. It is true. If you rewatch it, you know, he is not bothered. He gets up with his beer in his big, thick jacket. He must have been boiling in that jacket, by the way.
His drug dealer
if you think
jacket.
About the amount of lights. Yeah, why wouldn't he have just taken that off at that point? But, yeah, for his song Embers, which we all know got double null points.
Right.
And he was not bothered about it. So congrats, James, you won something. But it was not to be bothered by losing. Could he put that on his mantelpiece, that award, do you think? Is that something to show off?
I don't think it's the best thing to have, is it? Yes, James, you came absolutely stone cold last. And you didn't even care.
And you didn't
well
care.
Well done.
Yeah. Well, we've got so little to chat about as the UK. You know, this is all we've got. This is all we've got awards-wise. I mean, that and the fact that the song Embers has actually done pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, there's that. So we could cling on to that. And now, congrats, James. You've got an award. Well done.
Yes, well done, James.
Right, now I am very excited to introduce our guest, who I know quite well from Twitch, and a lot of people know quite well from Twitch. His name in real life is Joe Smith. On Twitch, he is JSX13. He is an excellent guitarist. He does some excellent sets on Twitch with his guitar, but he is also quite into Eurovision and ABBA. So who could be more perfect to talk to when we're setting up our song to enter, obviously, as the UK for Eurovision, than Joe? Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris.
See, he knows. See, Martin, he knows me well. He calls me Chris. Anyone who knows me well calls me Chris.
That's it. And he's got his guitar all ready to go. So this is going to be very exciting.
Yes.
If it works. If it works.
If it works. Right. So, Joe, I appreciate you coming on to this because I realise it's a bit of a mad thing.
Oh, no.
But basically, Martin and I, we're coming up with ideas for a song about Eurovision. And we've spoken to a guy who's analysed all the Eurovision hits and what's made them good.
Okay.
And he's noticed they're always in minor. They're often, he said, D minor is a great key for them. So, I mean, if I said D minor to you, what would you do there? Let's hear a little bit of that first, just to start.
That's the D minor chord.
Yeah, okay. Let's hear it again.
So,
okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's how we could be sounding.
Could be. The thing I like to do with minor chords, put a load of reverb on them and delay and just strum them out.
Ooh.
It's quite atmospheric.
Yeah.
Go to A minor and then to G. And back to D minor.
Ooh.
Quite a nice verse. If you picked it out as well, like instead of just letting the chords ring, if you were to... might be something.
That would be, yeah.
I like this.
See, this is
sounding so atmospheric.
Yeah, so we're going quite moody at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, shall I tell you the theme, by the way?
Go on.
We've sort of hit upon, because we're talking about, like, in Eurovision, they talk a lot about love and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we've not really found love, Martin or I. So we thought instead we could do sort of dating mishaps. And Martin has had a lot of them, and also very weird ones.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to, like, recap anyone's, Martin? Or...
Well, there was the story about the cheese. So I thought it would be good to sort of to find love in France, and a French woman I was speaking to on the internet said she really liked cheese,
right.
And I ended up going on an 8-hour train journey just clutching a block of cheddar. I arrived in the centre of the French city of Lille holding my block of cheddar, which had gone a bit soft, it's fair to say, and she never showed up.
Oh,
so I just standing there in the middle of the central square of Lille with a cheese.
Oh, no.
I mean, what a pillock. But yeah, that's...
That's cruel, Greg. That is cruel.
It's true, though.
The man was looking for love. with cheese. I mean, I wouldn't have done it myself.
That's the kind of, no, exactly. It's mad, isn't it? So that's the kind of thing. Now, we had some people give us suggestions on Twitter about the sort of lyrics. Mm-hmm. So this might help you a little bit because I'll be honest, we've not come up with many good ones. So someone said possibly for the chorus, it's the thrill of the chase that puts a smile on my face. There's no time to waste because I love to date. So very simple. It's obviously only four lines there. But that's the kind of... So it doesn't... I guess the point is the verses can be a little bit moodier, but the chorus could be a bit more uplifting. Yeah. That, oh, you know, we could still go for it.
Well, you'd switch to the major key for the chorus, I think. So if the verse is going to be something quite sort of... It's getting back to D minor for the...
It's tough, isn't it?
Minor was the thing. We had to be minor. So maybe even don't even go major for the chorus. Yeah. Let's just stick with minor. The BPM as well, wasn't it? It couldn't be too fast, couldn't be too slow. So 128 BPM was the absolute one to avoid.
So not 128. Anything else is fine.
Right. Not 128. Okay. Well, I mean, I can't... See, I was watching Funk Devoid the other day on Twitch, and he was reviewing a track that I've released, and he picked out the BPM out of the air, and I couldn't believe it. He just went, oh, 147.
Yeah, that's mad.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't do that either.
But he's a dance DJ, so that's what he does. I don't think now, I'm not... That's from the verse for me. I like that.
I like that too.
F. There you go. F, G, A minor. The chorus.
That's good. I'm liking it. It's sounding good.
That'll work.
Oh, right. Very good.
Well done.
Very good.
I love how Joe's just... Joe, I think you're getting quite into this, I'll be honest. Noodling away. You're like, right, okay, now let's get into the next bit.
I mean, what's hooked me on Eurovision the last few years has been when it's a good mix of cheesy pop and actual instrumentation, because so much of it is just, you know, loops. You can tell it's loops. Like, a lot of them are just looped things over and over and over. And the interesting ones are always when there's actually, even if they're a bit crap, somebody's written something, and it's something that's, you know, not just come out of Fruity Loops or GarageBand or whatever, because a lot of it does. So actually having some real instrumentation on the track and actually trying to mix that in with like a Euro pop sort of vibe, like a bouncy bassline sort of vibe, and still being quite mellow and sad because it is about not being successful at dating. I think it'd be quite good. I think I'm gonna finish this song.
Oh,
it'll be good.
Fantastic.
Yes.
This is great news. I love how we spent an entire episode of this podcast last time just trying and not succeeding to do anything. And we've been chatting to you for about 3 minutes and we're like, well, we've got to finish song. Great. It's sounding so good. So where did your love of Eurovision start? Because I think for somebody who's really into their music like you, but especially with the kind of the rock stuff that you like, saying that you like Eurovision, I don't think would have been my first thought.
So we were at a house party in, well, it must have been, what year were Lordy in? It was 2006, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think. So that was the first time I ever properly watched Eurovision, other than the Father Ted episode, which has always made me laugh about Eurovision.
I'm not sure that quite counts. Yeah. But,
So we were at a house party and it was just on, and we all of us just sat and watched as Lordy did what Lordy did. And it, for me, like, I just thought, this is magic. Something like this could happen every year and nobody else is going to, you know, nobody can stop them doing it. It's just something crazy. And Lordy were like, obviously a bit of a joke, but what a hilarious band that are still dressing up like that, what,
yeah.
12, 14 years later, 15 years later. They were great fun. And then as a kid as well, my mum has always loved ABBA and we'd always have ABBA on. And just hearing songs that were similar to ABBA songs was always like a nice thing. I'm a massive ABBA fan. I'm not ashamed to say I love ABBA. I think it's some of the most perfect music ever written. But it, just that whole connection between ABBA, Eurovision, and then seeing Lordi do like metal as at Eurovision was fantastic. And it was just like I was just coming into sort of the age where I was thinking my musical tastes were sort of on the periphery of society, and then all of a sudden on BBC on a Saturday night there was a big heavy metal band in costumes. It was marvellous. Just loved it.
Now, do you still like some of the cheesy entries? Because I think Lordi was maybe the gateway drug that got you into Eurovision,
yeah.
But you're still into your cheesy. Are there any sort of, aside from Lordi, songs that you've liked recently that have come out?
One that I often listen back to is the Ukrainian entry with the grandmas, and I can't remember her name now.
Oh yeah, the Russian dance, come on, party for everybody.
It just makes me laugh. It just makes me laugh so much.
Wow, you really do have an eclectic taste when it comes to that. My word.
But last year's, which was unfortunately cancelled, wasn't it? But Little Big did a song for last year's
Uno.
Uno. Oh my god, what a tune! What a tune! And the Icelandic one as well.
Yeah.
In any other year, those two songs would have won it on their own, but to have them both on the same year's lineup, I thought it was fantastic. I really wished last year's went ahead, and I wish they'd have just ran this year's with last year's songs, but they didn't.
I know.
But I think Uno was unfortunately sort of by circumstance left out of it, and it could have been a great song for the summer last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm so with you on that. I think 2020 songs were brilliant, and it was the year that never was, so it is such a shame. Well, Joe, thank you so much for doing this, because this has just been absolutely brilliant. We've got so much now that we can work with. Can we just hear, just to finish, just a little bit more of what you've what you've come up with, and that's how we'll...
I was going to say, do you want to do... I mean, you might not be able to do it on this guitar, so no worries if not, but you could also... I know you do play ABBA on guitar.
Oh, I do. Which one do we want? Take a chance. Take a chance.
Hey. So good.
Brilliant.
I remember hearing you play this on Twitch. I was like, this is amazing.
oh,
it's so
great.
Good.
Great. Really, really enjoyed that. Joe, thank you very much. And what an addition this is going to be to our Eurovision song.
Thank you very much. I will get the music recorded for you and I'll send it over to Chris.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. And do you want to just give out all your socials and like if people are like, I want to... follow this guy who plays guitar and also loves Eurovision.
So I play guitar on Twitch at JSX13, member of the stream team that Cressup's in, that Limmy set up. It's all good people, but you should follow everyone on the Chit Chatters, but especially me.
and me.
and Cress, of course. I stream a couple of times a week. It's a bit irregular at the minute because I'm currently writing an EP called Welcome to Night Racer, which is a video game from it's a fake PlayStation 1 game, and I'm doing the soundtrack for it. It's something I've come up with completely by myself, and it's just a little bit of a passion project. But yeah, I should have a new song coming out tomorrow, maybe.
Oh wow!
If I can get it done today.
This comes out on Sunday, so
Could
be out
today. Yeah, it could be out. It could be if I get my stuff together and I'm not too hungover. But that's it. My Twitter's at Joe_JSX30, and I'll be releasing everything there.
Great stuff. Well, to end, let's just hear a little bit of our of what could be our Eurovision song, or at least part of it. Hey. Yeah, wow. That was great.
Thank you once again, Joe. Thanks so much for coming on. Wasn't he great, Martin? You see?
No, fantastic. That was wonderful. That was great. Oh, I feel so excited about it
Me
now.
Me too. It feels like it actually might happen now. Yeah. But cheers, Joe. Yeah, do check him out on Twitch. He does a lot of great stuff on Twitch. Does lots of great, including the ABBA. He does play ABBA on the stream as well, which is great. So thank you very much to that for Joe. Let's get on with it. We're nearly there, Martin. And I guess, Martin, it's time for something else now. Do you know what time it is?
No. Again, you've done it wrong.
Because
you're doing this. I know you're doing trivia time because you've got the information that, and we agreed that was going to do it.
You've said it. No. You've said that's what we're doing.
No, I know. But I have got to ask you what the time is so that you can say it's trivia time. So you don't ask me. I know it's trivia time. I need to
I know it's trivia time.
Okay. Just go, just say trivia time.
Trivia time!
Yes! It's that ridiculous bit of the podcast where Laura or I give you some very interesting but ultimately pointless knowledge about the Eurovision Song Contest that you never knew.
Yeah, and I just enjoyed this that the EBU have released recently. I guess because there's a lot of chat around who's going to host Eurovision 2022. So they've released a bit of information about trivia around host cities in Eurovision in general, which I found pretty interesting. Now, it might not surprise you, but the UK actually holds the record for the most number of different host cities. Martin, I wonder if you could name them.
All right, I think I can. So London's going to be in there, isn't it, surely?
Yes.
Birmingham.
Yes.
Brighton. Harrogate. And that's all I got.
Now, there's also... you weren't far off, to be fair. Because, to be fair, London... There were the four instances at London. So there were four times it was
London.
Right. So that, and then Edinburgh. You just missed out Edinburgh. But you got the rest. You got Brighton, Harrogate, Birmingham, London. And then Edinburgh was the final one. It's it staged the Eurovision Song Contest on 8 occasions in 8 different venues across 5 locations. So, you know, it's got the most number of different host cities there. I mean, whether is Harrogate a city? I wouldn't really call it a city. But
nope,
maybe
it isn't.
Someone from Harrogate would change that. 5 different places, we should maybe say. But as a host city doesn't have to be a city necessarily. London, as I said, is the UK host city of choice. It's held the contest 4 times in London. Royal Festival Hall, BBC Television Centre, Royal Albert Hall and Wembley Conference Centre. Now, it's interesting to know that some countries which have won the Eurovision Song Contest also haven't hosted the show from their capital city. Now, there's 3 countries that haven't hosted the show from their capital city. Do you want to have a guess at any of them?
Now, Germany. It wasn't in Berlin.
Yes.
When it was in Germany. So I would say Germany. Oh, and I'm right. Wow, that's very exciting. I've never been so right in a
well
trivia
done.
Time ever before.
Very excited for you.
I don't think I could do any more, though, I'm afraid.
No, I think you did well with Germany. So yes, it's never been hosted in Berlin in Germany. Never been in Ankara in Turkey. And it's never been in Bern in Switzerland. So there you go. Those are the 3 where they've hosted the show, but not from their capital city. Because, of course, even though Sweden has hosted it in different places like Malmo, it's also hosted it from Stockholm, because we were there when they hosted it from Stockholm. Now, one thing I will say as well is St. Petersburg, or Russia, is currently, it's the largest European city by population to have not been selected as a Eurovision host city yet. The EBU adds, as if they know that something's going to happen. I don't know why they've written that.
Obviously, EBU.
But that's they've just said that. So there you go. St. Petersburg missing out at the moment. Would you like a trip to St. Petersburg, Martin?
I've been, actually. Oh, have you?
I've been.
I've
been to Moscow and St. Petersburg.
I would. It's a very... It looks like a very beautiful city.
It is amazing. I mean, I actually preferred it to Moscow, although Moscow was cool. We got a overnight, this was a history A-level
trip.
Sorry,
has this just turned into Laura tells me about a holiday? Meant to be giving me trivia.
And that's trivia time!
Right. I don't know.
We got an overnight train from Moscow to St. Petersburg, and we were told, make sure you lock the doors because people just come in.
Oh, right.
It was a sleeper train, because we locked the door.
Okay. I think you should have left it unlocked.
No.
See what characters you got.
No, no, no. No, they said keep the doors locked. And, you know, we were. I was about 17 getting in a sleeper train to St. Petersburg. What a time we had.
What a time. What a time. Anyway, it's got nothing to do with Eurovision, but
anyway, thanks. It's got Eurovision.
It's good to know. Thank you very much for listening to this edition. It's been a kind of crazy one, but I've been enjoying it. A few little bits of correspondence then before we disappear. What's been coming in, Chris?
Yes, and I think it's worth saying again, thank you very much to the people who've tweeted us with those lyric suggestions because it really spurred you on. Thank you, PopTunes UK. Thank you, Liam of the Watch. But we've also had some comments on our YouTube page.
Hooray!
Martin, you know we have one.
I do.
Where basically in our YouTube page, Nul Poir, go and subscribe. Thank you, by the way, we've hit another good bank of subscribers. So thank you, everyone who has been subscribing, because we are going to be putting out more of these videos. So do subscribe so you'll see when we put the next one out. Kusaburo on one of our, I think it was our Gemini video, where we basically in each of these videos, we decide if the acts deserve Nul Poir. We look back at acts that got Nul Poir and react to them and decide if they deserved it. Now, we did it with Gemini, and that's been very popular with a lot of people. Kusaburo got in touch to say the backing singers make it sound like the crowd is booing, which I never noticed on the Gemini thing, but I listened back and it is true. It sounds like there's just people going woo in the background.
Aww.
Which probably didn't help their confidence. But thank you for that comment, Kusaburo. And remember, yeah, you can let us know your thoughts and if you agree with us on our YouTube videos. We'd love to hear from you. It's just Nul Poir on YouTube. So thank you for that. But remember, you can also, if you want to tweet us some more lyric ideas, get in touch on Twitter. We are at Poir Nul on Twitter. Instagram as well, Nul Poir Podcast on Instagram. Or if you want to send us an email with some thoughts, maybe you want to help us out even more like Joe did with the song. If you've got ideas, it's Nul Poir podcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, if you are enjoying the podcast, please do subscribe to us. Please do give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and all the other great apps, because it really helps us with the algorithm. It helps us be seen more. So if you are enjoying it, if you're like, I really like that episode, get off your ass and review.
Okay, right. I've been told. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again on the next edition of Nul Poir.